Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I will read the word, Holy Word of God from Psalms 36. From the 8th through the 10th verse in Jesus' name. The transgressions of the wicked, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house, and there shall make them drink of the rivers of pleasures. For thee, with thee is the fountain of the life, and the light shall be, we shall see the light. O continue the loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Amen. The book of Psalms is very rich in content. In one way, it is very deep. Like all writings of God, they are deep, intense. On the other hand, from the book of Psalms, there is much personal life that from time to time and from generation to generation, what people have experienced, it speaks of regular life, of the happiness, joy, and sorrow, of what is happening in the world. But the most important is always the faith of God's children, the endeavor and the way throughout time, throughout the thousands of years. It would take us all afternoon if we would go through all these parts. But if God would give us understanding His will, a few thoughts for this psalm and other parts of the Psalms. Psalm 36 is a psalm of the servant Daniel, David. There are 150 psalms, which are divided into five different parts. Often it is said, it is a psalm of King David. We know that they are not all written by him. Many psalms have been directed to David. This short psalm, which only has 13 verses, it has many conflicting or contradicting issues. I read such a part that had many celebrate, fantastic things, praised holiness and greatness of God, that is directed at us small, sinful people. The psalm begins not with the praise and thanks, but now I'll read from the beginning, the first five verses. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For the flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left out to be wise and to do good. He divideth mischiefs upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. And then it continues, Thy mercy, O Lord, is the great. Sometimes we have to ask, is the life of humankind, is it full of contradicting issues? The first psalm in the book of Psalms speaks of this contradicting issue. It says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And he shall prosper in whatever he does. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of his righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I think of you, if you are listening with such a mind and heart. You feel great bitterness towards believing people. You, who once rejoiced of the mercy with other believers, but no longer. You, who blame the kingdom of God. You blame the preachers and the preachings that they judge, that they divide people into two groups. The first psalm already split up people into two groups. The many writings of the Old Testament divide people into two groups. The kingdom of God is a kingdom which calls all people, even the bitter, even the sinners, the rebukers of God, into that one kingdom, that one group, that flock of God's children endeavoring upon the way. It lives always in the midst, that time that God has given us to be born and to do our work. And we want to, that all people would be so happy and fortunate as God's children are, for they have something more than what the world can offer. And if we return to Psalm 36, is it so? All that which speaks of ungodliness, ungodly people, how they are fascinated by sin, their words are evil. Is it somehow connected? Connected to the life of a believer? And I answer yes. We would not come to these services if all things were good and we did not need to listen to words, God's advice, we wouldn't be here. A child of God finds himself many times sad, sorrowful, and therefore we are of the same people with that difference. We are saved by grace. Sinners of this grace and redemption work of God's children is spoken of in this psalm. It is that portion that I would like, that I could want into the life of everyone. Even though our duty has been given to bring the gospel sermon forward, even though it is not based on our understanding or on our understanding, all comes from God. And that is why here what we read, this praise and this request to God. He that has all power on heaven and earth, He is the giver of life and the taker of life. He gives the blessings. He gives trials. A child of God, we can trust. If we live in the place of a child of God and we believe, we are in a good place. And that's why we come to listen to the word under the gospel, to be a believer and an owner from day to day as a child of God. The faith is cleansed and renewed. It is renewed by the living word of God and from the gospel and from the grace of God. Lord, your mercy is great, and your mercy is as broad as the heavens, all the way up to the clouds and sky. There are many pictures, illustrations in the Bible, and that if we must explain, if we say to give words, if we have to explain what God's grace is, how big it is, we would run out of words, I think. We can say some words based on feelings and thoughts and ideas. In this psalm, the singer says in this way, "Thy grace is as wide as the sky, and all the way to the heavens is your truth." The grace of God is completely incomprehensible for the human mind. How great is thy mercy that was given to me? Be praised, O dear Lord, be praised. Do we always remember to thank the Heavenly Father for the great grace that He has given? That His grace, even then, when it feels that everything is good automatically, God's grace is then when there's a sunny day, a dark day and a dark night, healthy and ill. All is the grace of God. When this world says that you don't want other people going to heaven, you want to hold on, you want to keep the kingdom of God and the gospel. It is not so. It is not our own. And we cannot own it for ourselves. It is a gift of God. The grace of God, it is so open. It goes from heavens to the clouds. It is unmeasurable, incredible. At the same time, that same grace, it contains the truth. It is not that grace that we try to understand, that we don't have to be so precise. We can doubt it with our good conscience. Not so. In the Gospel of John, in the first chapters, there's a portion. It speaks of the part of the Word becoming flesh, living in our midst. And it was full of grace and truth. If anyone has lived here on earth, it is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Mary, of Virgin Mary. But at the same time, he was God, for grace and truth was one. He did not show shame. He loved in truth with unmeasurable mercy, which was enlightened when the man from Nazarene, life continued after the cross. Redemption work was so heavy and so total that God rejected his own son. Christ's way was so deep for the sake of the sinful man. At the same time, it was the truth. He had promised that he will redeem. And in the end, even though heaven was quiet, when Jesus cried upon the cross, "Why did you forsake me?" Jesus calls out, the Savior calls out again, "Father, it is fulfilled. Into your hands I give my spirit." He leaned his head over and gave up his spirit. All the sins of the world, yours and mine, were atoned. That is the depth of God's grace. At the same time, there is truth. The wage of sin is death. The fall in Eden was so deep that it touches, concerns all people, all times, everywhere. There is mercy and truth, hand in hand. Here in these Opisto services and all other services, one person does not have to dig and try and try and try to find such that he can bring to God. But even as an unbeliever, as a sinful, as a guilty person, you can believe the gospel, which shines from God's brightness and truth, and is given unto you, who wants from his own heart. It is not banned or forbidden from anyone to have their sins forgiven. That gospel of the forgiveness of sins. The Savior teaches also, "He that believeth not, he is already judged." We don't have to judge them. If he does not believe, he is already judged. These are such great matters. I have always, many times, completely silent, mute, the work of God's grace. It is never preached until the end so that we would understand it. We need childlike faith. I want to believe so. The salvation, righteousness is like the great mountains, and thy judgment are a grief deep. With these kinds of words, they try to explain by human words these depths of God's mercy, as we have already heard here, of that righteousness of which the child of God lives, the believing person. It is. It is higher than the mountains. And the judgments are like the great deep. Then we come to a more personal level when the chief musician speaks of the greatness of God. He continues, O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. When God created this earth and everything, he created here that creation where we people live and animals. We were created into a complete world, ready world. The person was given a duty to increase and to plant and protect the land, to take care of God's creatures and of God's created people, protect life. That's our duty. We can hear often how tough it is when you have to believe in such a simple way. How narrow-minded it is that you cannot enjoy life, enjoy your youth with all your senses and so on. Have we been given a task to take care of those children and youth and near ones and neighbors that God has given and trusted on us? Do we have a duty to protect creation and our surroundings where God has put us? Is that narrow-mindedness? If we want to protect us from becoming going upon the broad way of sin, such we are, all we people, and we want and desire an easy life. We love good days, but when we have different kind days, difficult days, we ask easily from God, why did you give me such a day? What evil have I done that you, for our family, for me, that this and this has happened? And we compare ourselves to others. God knows what we need. Many of us agree, if life would have continued in the way we planned and dreamed the dreams of the world, we would be far away from the Father's home. Even though we are far away from Father's home, God can catch us even there, like the prodigal son. He took his son, he was hungry, and the son remembered the food in his father's home. When the son returns home, comes closer to home, Luke writes, the father saw from afar. The father had not forgotten that the son had left, and that he had said that he will manage his own life and left to enjoy life upon the broad way. We cannot stay on those words that God will awaken me when I go too far. We cannot stay on these words, and he will take us back. He will take me back. We have times of visitation. There may be one or two or more. We do not know. The greatest most serious matter is this. The word does not come to us. The gospel does not feel good. The feelings have become hardened. The conscience is hardened. Or that the days end, the journey ends suddenly. The plans end. And forgiveness or repentance was not carried out. Repentance is not our doing. That I did not accept the forgiveness. I rejected forgiveness. I forsook the nailed upon the cross and crucified and resurrected Jesus. God in his word said, I do not rebuke people for a long time. I am sure that at these Rey Service services, there are many mothers and fathers, grandparents, and so on, who in their hearts there is a prayer on behalf of their children or their grandchildren. Help us, O Father, for I cannot go on anymore. This kind of prayer is the prayer of all the people of God's kingdom. When we are around the gospel speaks personally to one, and it is the prayer of the entire congregation of God, and we can trust in God, that God hears. He knows even when we can stutter the prayers out, but we pray that in his time of grace that he would take these people. Amazing is thy grace, God. Therefore the children of man put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. When the Savior lived upon the earth and taught with many parables and pictures, when he looks at his own people whose heart has become hardened, that they are always attacking the son of Joseph and Mary, Jesus says, I have tried to gather his own under the wings like a mother chicken, but you have not wanted to come. In this way, the people of God, in this festivity of this summer, remembers the nation and the people and all the people around the world. We pray on behalf of all people that the Heavenly Father could grow, plant the word and grow and awaken from unbelief into belief, from hatred into the protection of God's love and care. It is the request of the children of God. You feed them with the great fatness of the house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. God is Father, who calls his own to the dinner table. God has blessed us with temporal gifts, and especially he blesses with the Holy Gospel. With that gospel that takes its strength from the redemption work of Christ in perfection and shares it to the sinful people. Jesus is that bread of life that is broken before us. And therefore, child of God, you are fortunate when you can sit and listen to the word in your home services and bigger services. The word is planted and proclaimed. You who live far away and listen to the word, you can own the same bread of God, that living bread of the Lord Christ, this broken bread that gives us eternal life and hope that never dies. He brings water to the thirsty in the wilderness. And the children of God need refreshing waters, green pastures, and refreshing waters where the Good Shepherd brings us. The promises are great, but when God promises, he also keeps his promises. For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me, he shall not walk in darkness, but he will see the light of life. In this light, the people of God travel. In that light, we feel our own guilt and poorness and badness. In the same light, we feel and experience, and we can own the holiness and the total forgiveness of God's grace. And therefore, we remain as believing people, regardless of our poorness and sinfulness, can we say, or for that reason, if it feels like I have been great successful, for me, I know these things, then I will err. It will be darkness, and the light of God will not show God's truth. But when you have that humble request, guide me, O Lord, to travel in thy light, in that light where the Lord Jesus Christ, where his blood cleanses from all sin, then we will be protected in God's kingdom. And all trials and problems will become a blessing. In Psalm 103, there are beautiful words. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth the life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And so it is today. Brother and sister dear, you can leave your worries and cares to him to carry. And from God's great grace, you can believe in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins forgiven. And you can rejoice of this salvation and mercy. In Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. Once the cross shall change into a crown, and we will praise better in heaven. All our corruption shall be taken away. Be praised, thou, eternally be praised. Fortunate are you with me who can live in the house of the Lord until the end of your life. Today is a day of grace. God will take care of tomorrow. And when it is time to move from this time on forward, and he will prepare you for that, the Heavenly Father bless and protect you and carry you in the place of a child into the Heavenly Father's home. My own heart so often is worried. Understanding and faith is so little and so much sin. Can I remain believing? I want to believe with you. Let us promise to once give praise. And that praise will be like powerful water flow from ever to eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.